Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Jakars, bitches, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. This guest that I have is such a long time coming. I can't believe we haven't done this sooner. I have Lauren Evarts from the Skinny Confidential podcast and the Skinny Confidential website and brand, just basically everything. Books, you are someone that I very much admire.
Thank you.
I hardcore look up to you. I love your Instagram. I love your pink little bathroom, but sometimes I want to mute you because your body's so hot and it really, you know, can't win them all.
I don't know. I don't know about the body right now. I feel like I need to get it all tight in LA.
What?
Looking around.
No, listen. How old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay. We're not 20. I had to remind myself of this. I was in Hawaii. Looking down at my belly, I was like, this is not the life that I planned for myself. And then I went on Instagram and saw Bella Hadid and Sophia Richie. And I then saw that it was Sophia Richie's 21st birthday. And I'm like, that's why.
Yeah.
When I was 20, I looked like that too.
I think I interviewed you. I initially found you, I think, on Facebook. This is like some vintage OG shit. And I was like, I have to interview this girl for the Skinny Confidential. And I interviewed you on your diet tips.
Yes. Wait, Lauren, I'm so glad you remember that because I was going to open with that. So
it's like
I remember
6 degrees.
10 years ago, before Vanderpump Rules or anything.
Yes.
I was just living my life in Los Angeles. I had lived with our mutual friend, Nikki Davidson, and you had reached out to me and said, I have this website, The Skinny Confidential. I'd love to feature you as the skinista of the month. And I was like, cool. I don't know what makes me cool enough to do this, but like, I'm so down. And I just looked it up today and I cringed at myself. First of all, it says I'm a model, which, I mean, I used to model, but whatever. And it was like Tiki Bikinis and on the show The Amazing Race. And she writes for Dose of Divine, Lisa Vanderpump's online magazine. Forgot about that. Totally.
Oh, Dose of Divine.
Dose of Divine. That's vintage.
Wow.
Long time ago.
That's like Goop before it was Goop.
Yes.
Wow.
I was ahead of the curve.
You know what, though? I told Taylor Strecker when I saw you on Facebook, I knew you were going to be a star. I know that sounds crazy, but I tell Michael, I'm like, if I wasn't a blogger, I would be a talent scout. You had like a star quality to you.
That's so nice.
So that's why I picked you as skinnyista of the month, whatever the fuck that means.
That's like, I was confused because you wrote such nice things about me. You were like, said how I was witty. And I'm like, how does she know that? I like to think that I am, but how would she know that?
I think I followed your Twitter. I mean, this is pre Vanderpump, you guys. So
yes.
This is old.
Yes. I remember sitting at my old like $1,200 apartment in West Hollywood, smoking cigarettes, drinking like coffee and Bailey's, answering your questions on email about health.
That's amazing. We need to do an updated one. I need to get all your skinnyista tricks.
Even if they're bad, right?
I don't think they're bad.
I was reading some of this and I'm like, God, I used to be so much healthier.
Yeah, but now that your wedding's coming up, I feel like it's going to be really good.
Yeah. Okay. So I need advice on this because now you've been married, you've planned a wedding, you know what it's like to have to get She's doing a gun to the head.
It's right a lot.
I'm already stressed out. I've cried a few times.
Yeah, it's a lot. I actually didn't do anything until 2 months before I got married because I like to just procrastinate. I don't recommend that. I would definitely get a really good planner. I heard somewhere that you want to do it away with only a limited amount of people. Is that right?
Yes.
That's what we did.
And where did you get married?
I highly recommend that.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Where did you get married?
We got married in Cabo, and we told everyone, because I want to be as self-aware as possible, if you can't go, if money is an issue, no worries, take us to lunch. Take us to a cocktail in San Diego or LA. Like, we very much put that vibe out there.
Okay, so I was going to write a handwritten note in each invitation saying, if you can't afford this or, like, it's too much or you want to take your time off to do something for yourself, like, no fucking pressure. And I really fucking mean it.
Like, like even mom, dad, like no pressure. Like if you can't make it, like I get it. Because you don't want to put that pressure on someone because then you're blood diamond later. Like you're
okay.
You know what I mean? Like okay. Then someone's going to be like, well, I had to spend this to go to your wedding. So you need to spend $12,000 to go to my wedding.
So what if we make it even more transparent and say, because I don't want to have to do something for you later on.
You know, I feel like that's your personality. So you should totally do that. In fact, I wish I did that. That's amazing.
How many people did you have at your wedding?
We had 50 people. We were cutthroat. If I didn't go to lunch with you in the last 6 months, like, no. We did no phones. And just because I just wanted it to be intimate. Everything is so public, especially with your life, too. Like, everything, you see every facet. To have that one thing is really intimate and special. Highly recommend.
You're really inspiring me right now because I was thinking of the no phones thing as well.
I think because then, like, you can just post on your own terms.
It's already going to be on Vanderpump Rules, so.
Yeah, that's enough.
I mean, I like don't have a choice. I'm like their slave.
That's enough. So, and 50 people it's the perfect amount where everyone wants to stay longer. They don't want to go, if that makes sense.
I don't know if I'll be able to get it down to 50. But definitely under 100.
Be cutthroat. I know you will. Just be cutthroat. If it's just not working for you.
Did you have bridesmaids?
No.
Fuck.
Here's why.
Fuck, Lauren. So I didn't want to have bridesmaids either. And my friends, actually, I succumbed to bullying. I haven't asked them yet, but they know I'm going to because they want it so badly. Like, my friends are more excited about my wedding than I am. So it's like
when you have such little people, the people that are there are the bridesmaids and they know that. And so they just rally around you and help you with all the wedding festivities. And then you don't have to have everyone standing up. No one wants to wear the dresses. By the way, no one wants to wear
agreed.
The dresses.
So I've already decided they can pick their own dresses.
Okay, so that takes that out.
That I'm just going to do one cut, like either color scheme or whatever. They can pick their own dresses so that they feel their hottest. You know what I mean?
That's self-aware. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, because I hate my friends. I hate you, Brittany. I hate you, Katie. I hate you guys for making me wear a dress that didn't look good on my body. Pretty dress. Loved it.
$500.
But
you
on
can't
my
get it
body,
back.
I'm like, this is bullshit.
You're standing up there sweating. You're sweating in areas you didn't even know sweat. It's too much. It's like, I it's not my thing.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do it. So I didn't do it. Michael didn't do it. And we got married in 15 minutes. You know what was fun that I recommend? We had someone who was our friend marry us.
Okay.
And that was really intimate. And he like wrote out all this different stuff about, you know, our relationship. And I would highly recommend that.
I love that idea.
Because you don't have Jax marry you, but you know.
Listen, I wasn't going to do the whole priest thing. Jax was on the list, but you know, but that's a really good idea. It's just like, I don't know if I like anyone enough to be like, to give them that honor.
It's a big honor.
And it's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
And I need to know that they can handle that shit.
I bet you that you have some friends that can handle it.
This wedding planning thing is so hard. Like it really, I'm so impressed that you did 50 people in Cabo. I'm so impressed you didn't have bridesmaids. I'm so impressed you told everyone to not have phones. I am so into all of this that I'm going to listen to this podcast back and just like chant to myself.
You have to do what works for you. At the end of the day, I feel like you have to become selfish to become selfless.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Like if you're just doing everything for everyone else the whole time, it becomes not fun. And I think that I had this live podcast or something where it was like an event and the whole event went by like this because I don't remember being present because there were so many people in my face. And I thought, if this is how my wedding's going to be, like, I just don't want any part of that. It's I don't want to say hi to Auntie M in like from like Florida that I've never talked to. Like, I just don't want to do that on my wedding.
That's what I said. I tell Bo this every time we go through our list to like scratch people off. I'm like, I don't want to meet anyone of yours and I don't want you to meet anyone of mine at our wedding. Like, I'm not going to spend time making one sentence of small talk.
I can't concentrate because your ring's sparkling.
Yes, it is. I love it.
Wait, so can you just like kind of like update me on how, I mean, I know you got engaged at the cemetery, but did you know you were getting engaged? Did you pick the ring?
No. So it's a family heirloom.
Beautiful.
So it was his grandmother's and I didn't know I was going to get engaged because he tortured me all summer long and gave me hardcore reasons why it wasn't going to happen this year. Like to the point where like, I would cry and he would just be like, I'm so sorry, but like it can't happen this year because A, B, C, and D. So concrete, the reasons that I just believed it.
Like, what's a fake reason that he made up?
A lot of that had to do with the cameras, with Vanderpump Rules. So, okay. That's a very specific thing for me, for him to say, that the ring he wanted, he hadn't saved up enough yet.
Okay.
Little things like that, and he didn't know my ring size, all of that. Like, he's like, I haven't even gotten your ring size yet. He's like, why would you? I mean, he tortured me.
How did he get your ring size?
He ended up taking two of the rings that I sometimes wear on this finger. But yeah, no, I had to sit there and be like, okay, this man's not ready to marry me. That hurts my feelings, but I love him enough that I'm not going to give him an ultimatum and I'm going to stick with it. And it worked in my favor.
Yeah, it worked in your favor.
It totally did.
It's a very pretty ring.
Thank you.
And then you guys had a big surprise at Lisa's.
Yes.
And so, you didn't know any of this.
No, because I had gotten a call time saying that we were going to the cemetery, which is a scene that I had planned because I had wanted to go mausoleum shopping. So I told my producers that I wanted to go shopping for mausoleums and whatever. I'm morbid. In New Orleans, my family has a mausoleum. So now that I'm starting a new life here with a new man, do you know what I mean?
I need to do this.
I want a Schroeder Clark mausoleum. And so I didn't think anything of it when I saw that on my schedule because I'm like, oh, they finally scheduled that scene for me so I can go shop and look at mausoleums.
This is crafty.
Right?
But did you not have a manicure?
I did, just because I always have one.
Oh, my God. You're so lucky you had a manicure. There's nothing worse than getting proposed to without a manicure.
I never go out in public if I don't have a manicure. It freaks my brain out.
I'm taking that tip.
It ruins every ring that you have on. There's no point of doing anything. Because look, just imagine if this was all chipped and shit. Okay. It's just so distracting and ratchet.
So the manicure was pristine.
Yes, it was perfect.
And you liked your outfit. You liked your makeup.
Listen, not ideal. I would have chosen to have had some glam. I would have dressed up a little more. I would have put more thought into what I looked like. I had a side part that wasn't even a deep side part.
I thought it looked pretty cute.
It was lackluster.
I don't know. The picture you took was so cute. You're so good at your captions on Instagram. I mean, I've never seen anything like the engagement. It's crazy.
Thanks.
The caption was perfect because some basic bitch, it's like, we're engaged and I'm married to my best friend.
I said yes.
Yours was perfect.
What did you do?
Very on brand. Mine was 500 years ago. It was it was a little too Pinteresty for my taste now. And I think it just said, we've been keeping a secret. Very basic. Boring. I could have upped it.
Those all-purpose cleaners your mom used to use are full of harmful chemicals that have been linked to everything from respiratory problems to cancer. You don't need toxins to have a clean home, and especially not with Grove Collaborative. Okay, Grove Collaborative is the online marketplace that delivers all-natural home, beauty, and personal care products directly to you. So it takes the guesswork out of going green. And what's great is that you just go to their website. You don't have to go and shop at multiple stores to get this green home care living type stuff. And I've been switching to this. I love the Mrs. Meyers stuff. I love Burt's Bees. I love all of that. So when I received my Grove box, I was like, fuck yes. They literally just delivered everything that I use in my home. Makes it so easy, and shipping is fast and free on your first order. And for a limited time, when my listeners go to grove.co/Stassi and place an order of $20 or more, you will get a free 5-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyers and Grove. That is a $30 value. So go to grove.co/Stassi and place your order of $20 or more and get your cleaning set. Well, you know what? I was going to ask you to do a little test for me. First of all, I want to know if you think you're basic.
I think that I'm 50% basic. Yeah.
50% basic.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you answer some questions?
Sure.
Do you like monogrammed things? Either your name or your initials?
I never liked them at all, ever, until I got married. I like the L MB or whatever it is. I like our initials combined on a towel.
All right. That's very old money.
It's kind of Nantuckety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
I'm not into Lauren everywhere.
You don't like that?
No.
So not basic. I'm going to go with not basic on that answer.
Okay.
How do you feel about Taylor Swift?
I don't like Taylor Swift. Not that I don't like her. I just don't like that music.
Do you like Reputation though? when she turned into an asshole.
I mean, I appreciate the music. I'm not listening to it in my car.
Never?
Never.
Like, what do you listen to?
Podcasts or bossa nova music, which is like for old people.
Oh, no. I've heard that. Yes, I like that. I like that.
Like Brazilian bossa nova.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my life is so chaotic that to wind down, I just need like no lyrics.
Okay.
You know? Not Taylor Swift.
I'm going to go with not basic again, Lauren.
Okay.
What about true crime? True crime docs, true crime podcasts, Netflix specials, the whole thing?
None. No. Would rather watch Bravo any day of the week. Housewives is fucking true crime.
Okay. Housewives is technically basic, but I think that it's so basic that it's not anymore. So okay. I think true crime's basic and Housewives isn't.
Okay.
So I'm going to go again. Not basic.
Oh.
This is fascinating. What's your favorite hot sauce? Oh,
probably Cholula.
Cholula?
By the way, I can't pronounce anything. Like on my podcast, I get so many people writing in being like, she doesn't know how to pronounce this. How do you say it?
Cholula.
Cholula.
No.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to say it right.
Cholula.
Cholula.
So do you actually even eat hot sauce?
Yeah, I love a hot sauce.
Do you like all kinds or
I don't like ranch.
That was the next question.
I don't like ranch.
Why?
Because it looks like semen.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, maybe it's semen-y. It's a little too thick and white. I don't know. It's not. I don't know. Yeah, I like hot sauce better than ranch. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
It's okay. So I think another two more not basic, honestly. She doesn't like ranch and she doesn't even really know her favorite hot sauce. So there's that.
I don't know the name.
Do you burn candles for depending on the holiday? Like, do you like tailor your scents to the holiday?
100% fuck yeah. That's something. I want candles burning. I want pumpkin spice soon. Like, I want the whole thing.
And are you against jarred candles?
No. I don't discriminate against candles. Any candle works for me.
So Yankee Candle, you're fine with it.
You know, I almost feel guilty burning a really expensive candle. Like, I would rather have it for display.
Okay.
So I'll do any candle.
So you just want the candle there. I would be so tempted. Like, I can't not burn an expensive candle.
I'll burn it, like, once in a while when I have people over, like, every 900 years. But I could just let it sit there for a while.
Okay. Do you burn candles, like, all the time when you're at home?
All the time.
But only the cheap ones?
I'll burn – I wouldn't say cheap. I'd let Capri Blue. So it's, like, midline.
Okay. I have no idea what Capri Blue is.
It's a good candle.
Do I know what that is? I don't think so.
Capri Blue, you got to send her some candles.
Okay. Capri Blue, be my new sponsor.
Yeah. They do sponsor podcasts.
All right. So you have – do they really?
Yeah.
Is that how you found out about them?
No, but they sponsor podcasts.
Okay. So you have one basic quality right now. You kind of answered this. How do you feel about pumpkin everything? And you said –
I mean, I'm not going to Starbucks to get a pumpkin frappuccino because I just feel like it's too many calories and that's a waste of calories.
But when October rolls around, do you fantasize about pumpkin patches, all of that shit?
I'd like some pumpkin pie spice in my coffee. Like just like the low calorie, like nothing in it.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's about it.
And do you drink Aperol spritzes?
Yeah, I do. But I drink them with lemon and I don't like Prosecco. I like dry champagne.
She's not basic. Literally, like you're not at all.
Really?
10%. I know. I'll give you like 13% basic.
13%. Okay. All right.
I am fascinated by you.
That I'm not basic, but I feel like I am basic in so many ways.
You know, if you were to look at your perfectly groomed Instagram, I'd say you're basic, but what's inside?
Yeah, but then you gotta listen to my podcast and my YouTube. I think I like that. I think I've always liked that. And I feel like you may have a similarity with me on this. I've always sort of been judged for the way that the outside is.
Totally.
And I kind of like it, though. I've realized as I get older, like, it kind of gets me off. Like, I like how people jump to conclusions and then they, like, peel back layers. It's more fun.
Yes. Listen, my fiancé, my friends had been trying to hook us up, and he looked at my Instagram and said, hell no. And then we met, and slowly he realized I am not the terrorist blonde reality star that he thought I was.
Yeah, don't you want to be an onion?
Yes, absolutely.
That's Jackie Schimmel told me. I mean, she goes, you're going to love Stassi. She's so interesting when she talks to you. She looks you in the eye. She had the nicest things to say about you. And she said that you're a character on Vanderpump Rules, but there's like so much more to you. I find that very interesting. Someone told me the other day, they're like, don't marry someone smart, marry someone interesting. I like interesting people. And I think,
oh, I like that.
I mean, I think it's important to be interesting. I tried it.
Did you say that basic? I tried it?
I try to be interesting. Oh. I try.
I tried.
I practice at it.
I tried interesting. How did you meet your husband?
I met him when I was 12. This is not one of those disgusting stories. I met him when I was 12. No, we haven't like been dating that long. I met him when I was 12, sixth grade. I put in quotes, we dated from sixth to like eighth grade. And then I left him like to go homeroom for an older guy. And, you know, we dated other people and we got back together in college. And
oh, that's cute.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like too interesting of a story. It's just we've known each other since we were 12, which is a very easy and seamless relationship.
I love that. You guys are so fucking annoying on Instagram. You're so cute. It's like, I feel like I need to aspire to be cuter as a couple because of you guys.
What do you mean you guys are so cute on Vanderpump?
Yeah, but listen, your husband is so much more stylish than my fiance.
Oh, well, my husband is so much more stylish than me. I've never seen anything like this motherfucker's closet. He has shoes in every different color. I mean, he loves style. And he has taste, I think.
Yeah.
I could care less what I'm wearing. Like, clothes are like not my thing.
Are you lying to me right now?
Clothes are not my thing. That's not where I spend my money. He loves clothes.
You're into beauty and all that stuff.
Beauty, skin. I like to spend money on my time.
You like to spend money on looking hot, which is what I should probably just be spending my money on. You're the one who got it right.
I mean, I think you're spending money on looking hot.
I have a sty right now. I'm wearing glasses because one of my eyes.
I don't see a sty.
Is so much bigger. I feel like a beast.
Are you icing it?
No, I was putting warm compresses on it. Why does everybody keep asking me if I'm icing it? Is that what I should be doing?
I would ice a sty.
I popped it last night.
Ooh. Did you pop it with your fingers?
Yeah.
Did you clean them?
I was like washing my hands and shit. Like,
it, does
I mean,
it pop?
I didn't like. I didn't like just put my hands in the dirt and then decide to go and do it. I mean, it popped for me.
I would do cryotherapy and I would put ice on your eye.
Oh my God, that is so much effort.
It's only 2 minutes. You can run in and out. It's so quick. There's one right next to Legree and Justin Bieber's there all the time.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I would get the inflammation down.
You know what? This is so what I would expect you to do because I noticed that like it looks like you never run out of steam. Like
Oh my God,
is it fake? Is that a facade?
No, it's not fake. I just get off Instagram story or I get off Instagram for like 2 days. I'll do nothing. I have to recharge. That's why I'm very sensitive to when I saw your podcast tour. I swear to God, I'm just like empathetic to the fact that you have all those like in a row. It's a lot.
I seriously appreciate you so much right now because I feel like a lot of people don't get it. My mom doesn't get it. Some of my friends don't get it. And I'm like, y'all, no, I can't go do this because I'm going to be doing this. And then once I get home, I'm literally not going to want to talk to anyone.
Your friends and your family have to understand that when there's all these people that are constantly taking your energy, that you need to be able to recharge your own battery. And if you don't have time for that, you're not going to show up in a good way for them.
Yes.
They got to understand that. I have a friend that texts me a week ago and I didn't respond. And I'm not the type of person, if you text me, I'm going to text back right away.
Oh, same.
It's just not my style. Like, I'll text you back.
I text back like every four times.
Yeah, exactly. And today he texted me this morning. He said, we're having a breakdown of communication in our friendship and I'm going to need to address this with you. It's not a breakdown. I'm just like, I'm busy. I'm tired. I'm overwhelmed. Like, I'll text you.
And I don't care.
And by the way, when I text you, I don't expect a text back right away either. It's like I feel like you need to have that communication with your friends and family.
Lauren, are we the same person?
Well, I just understand. And you're on a different level because you're on TV. But doing that many live podcasts in a row and moving cities and getting – this is another thing people don't know. the glam, this is like white girl problems. The glam that you're having for all these cities is people in your face all the time.
Yeah.
You have the makeup, you have the hair, you have, you know, all the different people that are right in your face. It sucks your energy. I don't care what anyone says. It's not sitting behind a desk in front of a computer.
You're never alone.
Yeah,
it's different. I think that's what's hard, is that you're never alone. Even if it's someone like your significant other, even if it's Beau, I'm still not getting like my true alone time.
I totally get it. And I can't even imagine having cameras in your face on top of that. Like, it's just, it's a lot of energy. I think people have to understand that. It's hard to explain, though.
Yes, 100%.
You just got to say, listen, this is my boundary. Like, I can't go to brunch on Sunday because, you know, I just did 10 podcasts in a row.
I just feel like I should just start cutting people out of my life that are soul suckers.
I call them dementors, like from Harry
like
Potter.
Like Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Oh, into it.
I'm like, I can't do it.
Okay, we all know that we should be taking vitamins, but vitamins are tricky. I mean, every time I walk down the pharmacy aisle, I get so confused because there's so many options and I'm not going to buy like 11 different vitamins because that's expensive and that's so many pills that you have to take in one day. So then I end up just leaving the pharmacy and never taking vitamins. But now I've discovered Ritual, and I discovered it a while ago and I've been telling you guys about it for a while. It's a vegan certified, sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten and allergy-free vitamin that is for women and designed by women. So basically, when you take your Ritual, you're filling in the gaps that where your nutrition that you eat during the day, you're not getting it from your normal foods. I mean, you could be the healthiest person. You could eat fruits and vegetables, whole grains, work out all the time, but you're still not going to get all of the nutrients you need. And that's why Ritual multivitamin is the best. What I really love about this is that you order it online, so it's delivered to your door. It's a subscription. And if you feel like you forgot to take it for a few days, you can always pause your subscription. And there's peppermint oil in it, so the vitamins actually taste good. You're not like coughing up weird fish stuff or anything like that. So if you feel like you need help getting in all of the nutrients, go to Ritual today, okay? That's ritual.com/Stassi, RITUAL.com/Stassi, and get 10% off your first 3 months. So it's ritual.com/Stassi and get 10% off your first 3 months. Do you cut people out of your life a lot?
I don't. Bethany Frankel said something really smart on Housewives about Jill Zarin, and this is like the way I try to do it. I don't cut people out. I slowly back away because I think when you cut someone out, it's like it makes it more than it needs to be.
Well, I don't like send a handwritten letter saying we're done.
But you're cutthroat. But I just
stop responding. It is what it is. Like I don't go, like when they ask me to do something, I just don't. It's just –
I try to just like finesse it, like.
But then the stress is still there. It's still on
my
you.
My husband would say the same thing.
And then
thing.
You still have to sometimes respond to keep it kosher. And it's like, fuck this.
You
it's
would like Michael. He's the same way. He just won't respond.
Sometimes you just, I mean, we're on this earth to be happy, right? For the most part, that's what we should, our focus should be. And if there are things or people that are around us that's like taking from that, then like just don't have them around.
I agree. Sometimes they're family members though.
I have talks with my family member. I have talks with my mom all the time. Like she knows now, like text me once a week. Like that's it.
That's how I am with
dad. That's all I need. I need like one text a week just to check in, and that I'm fine. I'm fine if no one checks in on me ever again.
That's how I do.
Do you have all these? Because we have so many friends that's like, you haven't checked. You know, I've barely even heard from you. You know, you haven't even checked in on me, and blah blah blah. I'm like, when do people ever check in? I'm never gonna send a text just saying, hey, checking in on you. How are you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while. Never going to happen.
Let me ask you this, though. As your platform and brand have grown, are people checking in more and more? Like, were they checking in the same amount when you were in college, like drinking your Baileys and coffee?
Oh, that's such a good point. I think that they started to, and then I became bitchier with like my responses, and then it's like plateaued, and like people now kind of have gotten the hint.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. I think there's a reason that Jennifer Aniston doesn't talk to her mom. You know, I think that I just think that I could see why as you grow as a powerful celebrity, and I'm not comparing myself at all. I'm talking about Jennifer Aniston here. It can be an alienating thing to go through, and people around you maybe don't understand. And I think there's two sides of every story.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Jennifer Aniston has a good reason not to talk to her mom. You know what I mean?
Listen, you can get Jennifer Aniston on your podcast. You had Jessica Alba.
I don't think I can get Jennifer Aniston.
Don't know. You got Jessica Alba. She's like a billionaire.
Jessica Alba is very amazing. And, you know, she has such a good personality, too. Very nice. She's probably one of the nicest guests we've ever had on.
Really?
Yeah.
But, like, nice people can be boring.
No, she wasn't boring. She's smart. I mean, what she's running is a massive empire. I mean, like, gnarly.
Yeah.
The company is, like, crushes it.
Well, you're on your way there. How did you start the Skinny Confidential?
I started when I was going to San Diego State. I was bartending. I was so broke. I had no money. And I was feeling like this void of, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing that society tells me I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm not fulfilled, and there's something missing. And I think that that component was the entrepreneurship. Like, I wasn't creating anything out of nothing. And so I decided to start a blog because I joined a sorority. And after 5 minutes, I was like, wait, you want me to pay $800 a semester? That's like 2 weeks of bartending for me. And you want me to go to all these fucking events and network and for friends? Like, I didn't understand that. I really didn't understand it. So I quit after literally probably a day. And I was like, I'm going to start my own quote unquote sorority online for free, just connecting all different kinds of women. Like, I didn't want to blog about, you know, what I'm eating, what I'm wearing, what I'm doing, what my hair is. I wanted to know other people's, like, I'm kind of a voyeur, and bring that together online. And so that's kind of how it started. And the Skinny Confidential, by the way, I have to say this, it's nothing about being skinny. It's just like getting the juice.
No, I know.
Some people
you're right.
Ask me
you
that.
Probably have to say that. You're right. Yes. Yes. It's not about being skinny. We're not promoting anorexia or bulimia, you guys. Well, maybe I am. No, I'm kidding. I'm not really. I swear. but so have you always been into like health and that shit? Because I'm not into that at all.
I was really into fitness and health when I started, but I knew I had to like zone in on one thing and pick that one thing and really ride it and then slowly grow out. So I picked health, and then I started talking about beauty and skin and entrepreneurship, and it just sort of grew. I always say it's like an upside down triangle. It's like the point was the health and fitness, and then it kind of grew outward. But it's been slow. I mean, I've been blogging for 10 years.
That's such a long time.
No one thought it was cool when I started. Everyone's like, well, how the fuck are you going to make money off that? But like, I feel like you can relate to this because I told you this earlier, you were an OG in the podcast space, and I'm sure people said stuff like that to you.
Oh, I don't think I think my parents still don't think I'm making money. I don't think they understand. A lot of people don't understand.
Whenever I talk about a meeting, or whenever we're having a meeting about podcasting, I always refer to your podcast. I'm like, she crushes it.
That's so sweet.
How do people not think you make money?
I'm talking about family members and like people, they don't understand like that it's an actually like a job. Like it's something that I'm not sitting around doing this for free. Granted, there were times I did. My first like 8 months of podcasting I did for free. And when I lost all my sponsors, it took 6 months to like do it for free and get back again.
Every single sponsor dropped?
Every single sponsor. So that was, like, not the best.
What is this cancel culture lately?
It's so fucking annoying, and it's so unfair. And it's just, like, everyone is so quick to, like, yes, people say they want you to do well, but they love to say, you're cut, you're canceled, you're done. Like, they love to see people fail.
I'm noticing that people like to build people up, and the second—
And then, yes.
Cut them.
Yes.
And it's unbelievable how people like jump on to just mm-hmm. tear people down. I'm sorry. Have people not made mistakes in their life?
It's
I've
insane.
Made 80 million mistakes. Like we're all going to make mistakes. And we're doing it with a mic.
Yeah.
You're going to say shit that you regret. Like that's going to happen. That's part of the game. But here's why I think what's really cool that you did. Your sponsors dropped you, but now here you are.
Yeah.
Like you didn't let the cancel culture affect you.
No, I will brag about that totally.
Good.
Yes.
You should.
I will definitely be like, because whenever anyone talks about how they're going through a hard time or like something bad came out about them on social media, I'm like, you don't understand. Like, you might feel like you're at rock bottom, but like you will eventually maybe hit a real rock bottom, and you're just going to have to realize that you have to put forth just more effort and more work, and you can technically rebuild and do whatever the fuck you want. Like, you just got to keep going.
It's not, even more than rebuilding, what I think it does is I think it cuts the fat. So if you have 10, you know, fans and you do something wrong and six of them cancel you, then you have four that are diehard that are sticking with you. And what that actually does is it creates a stronger community. And an example of that is the Morning Toast.
Yes.
I mean,
I remember when that happened too, and I got in trouble for like backing them up because I was like, just stay something nice. Just like stay strong. I feel like, love you. Of course, Stassi's backing this up. And I'm like, you guys, just like, these people deserve a little bit of love right now. It's so, it infuriates me so much. But now, like, she's back and
she's fucking killing it.
Yes.
They kill it. I've never seen a community stronger.
Yeah.
And that's because the six people left and the four people stayed and they're diehard fans. And they went and told 10 people and those 10 people told 10 people. And I don't like the cancel culture. I mean, like, it's too much. It's and how everyone jumps on board. It's like, listen, there's things you should be canceled for. I get it. Mm-hmm. But there's also things like you have to learn how to – your content creator that you like is not going to be perfect 100% of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a great example of that is also I'm obsessed with Gary Vee. He's like so loud and in your face.
Who is that?
Oh, my God. You got to listen to him.
Gary Vee?
Yeah. He's aggressive.
What is his like thing?
He just like he doesn't censor himself ever. It's like what
does
he
get in trouble?
Yeah, he gets in trouble, but then he doesn't get in trouble from all the people that love him.
Isn't that awesome?
Not everyone's gonna like you. I mean, you know that.
Of course.
Not everyone's gonna like you.
But that's such like, and when you like realize that feel like that notion and idea, it's so comforting. And like I love it.
It's liberating.
I love it. It is. It's like it's so freeing just to be like, whatever. Like the only thing I can do is be myself. So if you don't like it, then it's like then don't listen or don't read it or just don't watch it. But like watch it because I still need to get views.
I can't wait to watch the next season of Vanderpump Rules. Can you give us any like teasers? Any specifics?
Girl, is this my podcast or is this yours?
Look
at you being all hosty up in this bitch. Listen, it's a very different season. It's a very good season because I feel like it's like nothing that we've had before. There are a lot of new people, so it just feels fresh. You know what I mean?
Okay, because new people sometimes can be like a lot.
Well, they are a lot. I will say that. They're all very young too. These youngins, the same ones who have like 20-inch waists and all of that and like big boobs and big butts and like take Belfies and just wear like oversized sneakers. And
I feel like I'm wearing oversized sneakers right now.
No, yours are normal sized. I'm talking about moon shoes, like okay. All that. Like it's just like a whole go into the club. Like all of these like kids nowadays, I'm like, oh my God, you are my new cast members. This is so strange. I'm like, I feel like a housewife compared to them.
Is Housewives in your future?
No, because what I love about Vanderpump Rules is that like it's my real group of friends. Like I'm not going to be cast into Housewives with like fucking Kyle Richards
and Dorit.
And I mean, I love them. I'm obsessed with them, but like they're not my friends. So
but maybe
I don't want that. I can't do that. I can only handle what I know.
Okay.
You know,
you're handling it. I mean, the show is fucking crushing it. You guys are the new age celebrities. Like this is the future, in my opinion. I will not be surprised if there are not like paparazzi sleeping outside your house in the next 2 years.
What?
Yeah, I think people are bored with like really gnarly mainstream celebrities and like you like Vanderpump. Like, yeah,
I'm not. I'm
very
not bored
Cavallari. Who else? Like that kind of vibe. Like people are interested in the reality stars and how they can relate to you on social media. It feels like, I mean, obviously you guys all run your own accounts. Like this is the next wave, I think.
We'll see.
You're like, don't have paparazzi outside my house. I need Sunday to recharge.
I need to be able to walk my dogs with my sty in my eye and not get photographed. Okay, I am not a good cook and I am lazy, but ever since I got back from Hawaii, I realized I've gained like 39 pounds and it's time for me to get rid of that. That's why I just ordered a shit ton more of Daily Harvest. Okay, I've talked about Daily Harvest a lot because it's thoughtfully sourced, chef-crafted food that is built on fruits and vegetables, and it can be prepared in less than 5 minutes. And you can fill your box with more than 65 different options. So what you do is you go to Daily Harvest, and you go through all their different cups. So they have smoothies that you can make. They have harvest bowls, which are my favorite because I like to make a harvest bowl and then just put like a bunch of hot sauce in it, and then I feel like totally full. Totally healthy, and it takes less than 5 minutes to make. And if I'm feeling ballsy or just like have in a good mood, I will mix alcohol into my smoothies so that it feels like I'm on a vacation. But it's great because you can get these delivered to your door in a box and you stick the little cups in your freezer. So when you want to have a meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or just a snack, you pop it out. Takes 5 minutes to make, and then you're done. So if you go to dailyharvest.com, enter promo code Stassi, you're going to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code Stassi, S-T-A-S-S-I, for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com.
What do you do when someone comes up to you and you have a sty in your eye and you just don't want to be approached?
Okay. Lauren, let me tell you, this happened to me yesterday. I normally, when somebody asks me for a photo, I say yes. Sometimes if I'm not feeling it, I'll roll my eyes and then say yes. But just to be like, or like, be like, I'm in a rush, but like, yeah, okay. Yesterday, I had a sty. I was not feeling hot. I was in the airport at Hawaii and people kept coming up and I just was like super moody. And then finally, I did tell someone no. I was like, I have a sty and I feel fugly. It's like, I'm sorry. And I ran off. It's like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I'm like, I still feel guilty about that. I thought about that last night. I thought about it today. I was like, I feel so bad that that girl just was told no because she was shaking. And so like, I felt bad that like she mustered up the strength to ask, but I didn't want any more of these photos out there. Like I just didn't want my stupid sty.
I don't blame you. It's not it to whoever came up to her. It's not you. It's the sty.
It's the sty.
Yeah. It's when you just feel like sometimes I just go out and I just look so fucking disgusting.
Yes. And it's like, that should be a good enough excuse. I just feel ugly today. Like, just don't, like, that's a good enough reason.
Or you just can throw a filter on it, I guess. Like, a really good Snapchat filter.
They never do. They never do. I see those photos, and they are ratchet.
You guys, everyone needs a filter. I mean, my hyperpigmentation needs a filter.
No, 100%.
Yeah. And some good light, too. Like, really good light. I don't think that's asking for much.
Not at all.
Yeah. Good light, a good filter. The Paris filter, perhaps.
Oh, Paris with the pretty filter. So pretty filter with Paris on top of it.
Whoa, like the pretty filter from Snapchat?
No, like the one that's on Instagram that is like purple.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
It just enhances you and smooths things over.
That's
and then
such
you
a good
just
one.
Put the Paris on top of that, and people are writing me being like, I wish I looked like that when I was hungover. I'm like, you can with two filters.
Good light.
Yes.
Good light. The Paris filter.
And the pretty filter.
And then also a lot of makeup.
Yes.
That's
contouring.
Mine.
All of it.
Or when people say, are your eyelashes real? No. It's drugstore. Like this is.
Those
not,
are drugstore eyelashes?
These are drugstore. It's not real.
I thought you just had extensions.
No. I like to rub my eyes.
Wow, you put your eyelashes on very well.
I didn't put these on. I didn't put these on. I get glam squad probably 3 days a week. I got to admit it. Here's why. I like to pay for my time. And so today, like, I have to go somewhere after this. And I had something this morning. And I just, like, to do my hair and makeup would take me, personally, it would take me an hour and a half. I'm not, like, that good at it. And I'm not quick. So to be able to sit there and return an hour of emails is so valuable for me. And they do it better than I do. I mean, I couldn't put a drugstore lash on like this.
Do you use the same glam squad every time?
Yeah, I have my two people that I like. I like Janine for makeup and I like Crystal for hair.
Yeah, nice work.
It's so efficient.
She looks like a fucking Victoria's Secret model.
I wouldn't say that.
No, yeah, great bone structure. I'm hoping it's fake. You don't have to answer that. I'm just hoping it is to make me feel better about myself.
There's some stuff going on. I just documented getting my lips filled. I've talked about Botox 800 times. You know, I think that, like, you know, I talked about my boob job.
I'm due for some fillers in my cheeks and some Botox.
I think that you shouldn't do anything until before your engagement festivities start. Like, hold out as long as you can and then get it done.
So people are like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're full of so much wisdom.
Get like a tinted brow and like your hair, like up the highlights, do it right before then. Do it like, wait. I like to be like really ugly until the moment that I have to do something.
That is genius.
Because everyone's like, whoa, she got a glow up. It's like, no, I actually just did shit.
Do you have any more advice for things we should get for glow ups? Okay, so I'm going to lighten my hair.
No, you don't need to lighten your hair.
No, I do. Because I was going to do that this week. And so now I'm going to wait.
I'm going to wait as long as you can.
I'm going to wait as long as I can.
You want the healthiest hair for your wedding too. So like really push it out.
So I'm going to wait for that. I'm going to need to get Botox, get some fillers. What else do I need to do? What is it that you do? Like, do you get eyelash extensions ever, or you just, you're married to falsies?
I want a thick, huge. I want huge. And like the extensions are just like not enough, number one. And number two, I want to rub my eyes and take my makeup off. I don't like having that on me.
Right. Okay.
I love a tinted brow.
Okay.
But the trick is to get a double tint.
Okay, I'm scared of tinted brows because I'm scared it's going to look like I have like black eyebrows.
Then do like a blonde tint instead of a brown tint.
Okay.
But I feel your eyebrows look really good.
I actually did today. I brushed that shit in.
Your eyebrows look good.
So
and I love a spray tan once a week because, I mean, it makes you look skinnier.
Yeah, I live by that.
Yeah, I got to have a spray tan.
Okay, so those are your – is there anything else that you do that you can
– A manicure. I love spending money on Glam Squad. I'm obsessed with just being able to sit there and just work on my phone and get it done.
Can you tell me what foundation you use?
A CC cream at Cosmetics. It's my favorite.
Really? So you just have really good skin to begin with?
No, I don't always have good skin. I have hyperpigmentation all over my face. I have brown spots all over my face.
Okay. I don't believe you, but
I do.
But
I really
fine.
Do. I have a brown mustache.
Okay.
Like it's perpetual brown mustache. Very bad.
I want to get my lips done like yours. My fiance won't let me. And I told him this morning, I said, when we first started dating, I had my lips done. And he goes, yeah, I noticed. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Why do you tell? I don't tell Michael anything. I come home and he's like, what did you get done? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, I can't lie. I feel like I'm carrying something like dark within me if like I were to lie.
Oh, I'll do a little lie. Be like, oh, I just tried this lip cupping.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, just it's like, oh, I just got this new procedure. Like, I don't think – Kyle Richards said on Juicy Scoop Obsessed, she's like, they don't need to know everything you do. Like, Michael doesn't need to know. He can just think that this is my real lash and, like, these are my real lips and my tits are really this big. Like, he doesn't need to know every detail. He knows I got my boobs done, obviously. I mean, in his face. But, like, they don't need to know every detail.
Okay. All right. You know, my grandmother always used to tell me that.
Yeah.
She would be like, one piece of advice I have for relationships, sometimes it's okay to lie. And I just never understood it. But now when it comes to like beauty regimens, I feel like I need to adopt that because I really want to get my lips done. It's just the thing is Beau said that if I do, he's going to shave handlebar mustaches. And so I'm really scared.
Let him shave that.
No.
Why?
He looks like a truck driving rapist.
No, he's so cute.
Not with handlebar. A handlebar mustache. No, no one is cute.
He's
with
not going to notice if you get your lips done if you do it slow. Just do it slow. And by the way, your lips are big, so I don't know what you're talking about. You have big lips.
I did overline them today.
Okay, but you have like big, pretty lips. Like people go to get your lips.
Okay. Fine.
So, I mean, it's not like you're like, you know.
No. I know. I'm just greedy. I'm just a greedy bitch, you know?
That's the problem with filler, though. You got to be so careful because I feel like if you fill too much, it makes you look old. Like, there's nothing worse. I always, like, people will be like, how do you get rid of under eye bags? Don't fill them because then you're filling your under eye bags and it's squishing your eye up.
Ew.
And that makes you look older because your eyes look smaller. So you have to be careful with filler. I feel like it's an art.
Okay.
You know?
I'm still going to get my cheeks done.
Okay, just like, I feel like
I've done that before. It's just now it's like, womp. So I'm good. Look like, I mean, I'm good.
Okay.
Just let me bitch about myself.
I mean, you guys, she looks great.
Okay. So you love Housewives.
Obsessed.
What is your favorite, friend? Which one? Location.
New York is my favorite because it's the most interesting. I like it's interesting to me how they live. I would say Beverly Hills, but that's like so close to us.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I still watch Beverly Hills, but I'm not as into it as I am for New York.
Yeah. New York's the best.
Do you feel like the women of New York have this like unspoken or maybe spoken pact to where they're like, we're going to just fuck each other up, but no matter what, we're going to be fine because we're just making a show?
No, I think it's part of their culture. I think that the culture is like out there is very much like you say what you mean what you say, and then you get over it and move on. Everyone is so sensitive in the other franchises. New York is like Ramona says whatever the fuck she wants and then they're over it the next day.
That's why I always feel I'm like, do they just have like some agreement where they're like, we're just gonna do it for the cameras, but we'll be like best friends afterwards? I just don't. They are hardcore.
Yeah, but so is your show. So, I mean, there's an authenticity about your show in New York that's not in a lot of reality television shows. Like, it's almost like you guys just lay it all on the line and, like, it's what you see is what you get. And you almost – it's like – okay, remember the show Dexter? Did you watch that show?
Sometimes, a little bit.
Okay, so he's a serial killer. Yeah. But you end up falling in love with him.
Right.
And – it's kind of like that's how like Jax is or like Luann is. Like they lay all their shit that they're like serial killers out on the line, but yeah. Then there's something that you like about them still. And there's something becoming about them. And that's interesting. Like I always like find that, I don't know, it intrigues me.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but the Countess has really pushed it this year.
She's really pushed it. I mean, it's just not self-aware.
Not at all. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to watch.
They are really mean to her, though, and she doesn't stand up for herself.
That confuses me because I feel like she does stand up for herself just like in a almost like a ditzy way where like she's passive aggressive. Yes, passive aggressive, and talks about her show some more and just she gets her digs in. She just doesn't like scream back. She does the whole thing when somebody's trying to be zen. Like, that's how they fight. They're just like, well, I'm not going to raise my voice. I'm the calm one. I don't fight back. Like, that's what I see her doing. And so she thinks she's sticking up for herself, but
she's detached.
Yeah.
She's unaffected too. Like, when Bethany throws the digs at her that are like daggers, like, I mean, don't go up against Bethany. Like, you can't go up against Bethany. She's sharp.
Okay. Well, speaking of she's which. Gone. Like, do you remember where you were when you found out?
I was in bed on a Sunday, social media.
I didn't think it was real.
I did think it was real. I'm not surprised. She is smart because she's doing a strategic exit before it gets old. So it's like Jerry Seinfeld when he was on Seinfeld. Like, he ended it before the audience wanted him to. And that was really smart.
Okay. I think about this all the time. When should I do my strategic exit?
You'll feel it.
I hope so.
You'll feel it. Your intuition will feel it. And you should. You always want to leave before the party's over.
Of course. Like, I tried it years ago. I tried to leave and then I had to come back.
But you needed to come back. Like, I feel like that was the smart thing to do.
I was like a ghost in the afterlife with unfinished business.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And now, like, I feel like you'll know when it's right. You're going to have your husband. Isn't that crazy?
It's so fun.
Yeah. You're going to have your husband and you'll know. Like, you'll know when it's time. Kristen Cavallari did it. She left before. And you can make a comeback. Like, Bethany's going to come back stronger.
Yeah.
You just have to know when to leave. Yeah. You know?
You know, and I'm normally so good at leaving parties early.
Well, your party's hard to leave. I mean,
it is very hard to leave.
Yeah, you're in a pickle.
It's scary.
You're in a pickle.
Okay, and I want to finish on this. Were you a Lizzie McGuire fan?
No.
God damn it. Are you?
I know.
Oh, God. I feel sick to my stomach.
Is it that good?
Why weren't you? What were you doing? Were you just a little, like,
I don't,
too old? No, because 33, that's...
Was I too old?
No, you weren't.
Wait, what was on when Lizzie McGuire was on? Like, remind me of some shows.
Even Stevens?
No. Keep going. What were other ones?
I can't remember because I was just so obsessed with Lizzie McGuire. I loved Hilary Duff, wanted to be her, still want to be her. I think she's great. Like,
What was on?
She's just so likable.
I agree. She's likable. I think she's a likable person. I'm not like a Pretty Little Liars fan.
I never watched that.
Okay. I don't know it. No, I never liked Lizzie McGuire. Sorry.
So you okay.
I mean, I'm happy that everyone's so happy it's coming back. It's like apparently like a really nostalgic thing.
I remember where I was when I found that out too. Hawaii got Katie out of the water and I was like, I have news. I have news. Get out of the water, kids.
Okay.
I was,
well, Hillary needs to come on your show.
Yes, Lo.
Yeah.
Make that happen.
Hillary needs to come on your show.
I almost
called her Haley.
Taylor Strecker does Hillary's after show.
Taylor?
Yes.
Hook it up.
Hook it fucking up.
You guys should do a threesome.
Oh, that would be great. I don't even need to talk. I could just like be there. I really don't need to talk.
I think that you guys should do a round table. That's like a round table.
I would say that you should be there, but you've never watched Liz McGuire and you are not
invited.
I don't
know what I would ask her. I'd ask her about her skincare routine, I think. I'll make her skinny Easter of the month. I'll bring that back.
So you don't do that anymore?
I don't do that anymore. Maybe I'll bring it back.
Wait, do you still write for the blog then?
Yeah, I still write like 5 days a week.
Just no skinista.
No skinista. It just feels a little like tired. You know what I mean? Like it's time to move on.
Well, I want everyone to go look up. This is how I found it. I Googled Stassi and the Skinny Confidential and it was the first thing to pop up. So if you want to see vintage shit, go look that up.
We got to have you on our podcast and you got to come back on the blog for sure.
Yes, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And please tell everyone where they can find you because there are a bunch of different places for them to find you, Lauren.
At the Skinny Confidential and the Skinny Confidential Him and Her podcast.
And you have a book and you have a website. So
it's all
there's
the Skinny
just
Confidential.
Everything. Just like go crazy on the Skinny Confidential brand. She even has Skinny Confidential wrapping paper.
Excessive.
And I was looking at your Instagram and saw you have an all pink fucking bathroom in your office. And I'm like, this hoe has what I want.
I didn't paint it that way. It just happened to be like that.
Are you kidding?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Are you joking?
Wild. It's just pink.
Oh. You're full of shit.
I swear to God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She just happened to find a pink bathroom?
There's spaces available in the office if you guys need an office.
Wait, this is hysterical. I'm going to ask you about this off the air. Okay. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you for having me.
This was so fun.
Yes, it was.